Legs?
Pardon me? Mr. Webster would like to look at your legs.
Oh, sure.
Thank you. You're hired. Please wait outside.
Oh, thank you.
Wonderful. Now, what comes next?
Lost Discs Radio.
Oh, well, I thought my makeup came next.
No, that's where so many women make a mistake.
Lost this radio.
How about the bat you're using?
We better just break in right here during the strings section feature. Yeah, this is Jimmy Knight, top of the hour. A little thrown off by this one here, folks. You know what it's going to be tonight. It's going to be a special, super spectacular summer special for rock. Well, for rockandradio.com. I mean, the boss man Randy Tibbins over there demands that we do two spectacular themed shows in the summertime. Doc, are you aware of this mandate?
Well, what does this song have to do with the summer?
Well, what does it have to do with the theme? What's the theme of the show, do you think, based on what you've heard so far?
I don't know. Something's happening here. It's really just not exactly clear.
Well, then let me enlighten you. Doc, very good, by the way, paying attention over there. Yes, well, it's going to be all chick vocals tonight.
Oh.
On the show, okay? And by that I mean it could be like a solo chick vocal. It can be an all-girl garage band. It can be a female duo. But what it cannot be, it can even be like a chick or a group of chicks with some guys in the group backing them up instrumentally, but it cannot have any male vocals on the session.
Well, all right.
Right? That's the parameter.
Sexy, sassy sisters.
Yeah. Summer spectacular.
I think we got it. It's
things that start with S.
It's a quadruple S-er.
S-S-S-S-S. Special. And Joe Stacks is on the line to set us straight.
That's right. Greetings, all.
Yeah. Hi, Joe. Well, just be advised, we were kicking off the show there with a group called The Claytons. Right now, The Claytons are on the Columbia label. I'm thinking this is mid-60s, right? They're covering that Buffalo Springfield tune. Joe, anything that we care about The Claytons?
Not as such. I mean, this is not The Claytons I had anything on. But, boy, that was super mellow for that season.
So you know about a group called The Claytons? Though?
There's a little on a group called The Claytons, probably not the same ones, that surfaced on a couple of Boulders compilations from the Moxie label.
Oh, so like they're some obscure garage group?
Yeah. These guys didn't show up in my main resources, so that was a surprise.
All right, so that was some chick duo group we don't know. Maybe backed with some studio guys, we could care less, right? But they were covering that For What It's Worth thing there. And then, yeah, we went in. Listen, we did go into that instrumental sort of thing there, Lolita Yaya, right? But that's the Sue Lyon version. Doc, if you know that song at all, you'd know it from who, Chesty? Who would you know that song, Lolita Yaya? You should know, Chesty. You collect their albums.
The Ventures.
Right. The Ventures took that to number 61 on the charts back in 62. Right, but that's the version that came out from Sue Lyon, who was Lolita in the original movie, right? The
Boy.
Kubrick, right? Who's that? That Russian author, Chesty, that did
Nabokov,
right? And Kubrick had it out in 62, and that was the actress, right? She
Humbert.
Come to find out, she couldn't really sing. We got the whole picture sleeve and everything on that, Joe. I don't know. I'm just saying, be careful. And so, all right. So that's the kind of thing. Whether they can sing or not, we're going to be hearing some chick vocal and girl group action, Doc. We're going to keep it moving with something that's pretty heavy. This is a big song out of the mid-60s, Joe. What do you know about a song called River Deep Mountain High?
Oh, come on. That's one of the giants. That was Ike and Tina, wasn't it?
Well, Phil Spector...
Yeah,
Phil Spector produced it for, Ike and Tina Turner. And this was supposed to be a big...
heck out of it, man.
What's that?
He produced the hell out of that.
Yeah, it was like a major production thing that he thought this was going to be the best thing he's ever done. And then
he's going to break them big.
I don't think it really charted as well as everyone was hoping.
No, and I think didn't that pretty much just... He pretty much punted after that. He was like, well, you know, if you don't like it, the hell with you.
Yeah, he basically left the industry after the flop of his production of this for Ike and Tina Turner, man. But we're going to hear a worthy cover, perhaps, if you're into that kind of swinging scene of 66, folks. Yeah, it's the out of sight sound of the Two of Clubs tonight.
When I was a little girl, Yes, of course I can.
I know there are witches because, objectively, the Bible tells me. I know subjectively because I have had to learn the hard way.
Ticket for an aeroplane, dear. Ain't got time to take a fast train. All lonely days are gone. I'm going home. My baby just wrote me a letter. Don't care how much money I gotta spend, dear. Gotta get back to my baby again. All lonely days are gone. I'm going home. My baby just wrote me a letter. Anyway.
What's wrong with it?
Well, I'll tell you what's wrong with it.
Did soft, dewy, fresh, radiantly aglow.
We're supposed to come in after that one. Don't forget to put the mics up, Doc. Doc.
But
what are you doing over there? What are you drinking?
Mics.
Listen. All right. So there goes another actress, right? Who really can't sing. But hey, maybe people will buy this record. That was Tuesday Weld, man.
Oh,
okay. Tuesday Weld, not the kid from Adam's Family.
That was Wednesday.
That was what?
Wednesday.
Okay. Well, anyways, Tuesday Weld off the Plaza record label. before that, it was Fear Itself, Doc. See?
That's the name of the group?
You got something to be afraid of now.
No, I've got nothing to fear.
Doc, because we just played that record. Their cover of The Letter by Fear Itself. And look, we kicked off the set with the Two of Clubs on the Fraternity label. I just want you to know, all this came right off the vinyl, right? We're ripping these right off the 45s. We just wanted to throw together a show for you, and the guy says it's got to be a theme. So we went to the girl group box, and we just went nuts. And these are all coming off of the 45s in our collection tonight, man. Joe, come on, what do you know Tuesday Weld from? She was in Lord Love a Duck with Roddy McDowell.
I was hoping you'd say that at some point. Of course, Lord Love a Duck. Like Return to Peyton Place, Private Lives of Adam and Eve. That's an early, pre-credibility, certainly before the single of Plaza. Incidentally, she was Kubrick's original pick for Lolita.
For Lolita?
She turned him down.
I thought she was.
No kidding. Well, that's a way to tie it in.
Well, she can't sing either.
Yeah.
Well, I get that had to be a criteria. The lack of singing ability was very key for Kubrick. Yeah, he was a taskmaster at things like that. Like,
I just Tuesday Weld single was that produced by David Axelrod?
Oh, good question. I'm thinking.
Wait, the guy that was Obama's advisor?
Oh my God, Doc, have you been paying attention since we've been doing this show?
I have. I just heard the name David Axelrod and I chimed in.
Joe, while I'm getting the 45. Joe, fill them in. What
you got to remember a name like Axelrod.
Joe, fill them in who you really are talking about here, please.
David Axelrod was a record in the 60s, did a lot for Capitol, produced early on. He worked with Rawls, Paul Adderley, ended up doing some stuff with the Electric Prunes. Wrote that.
Yeah, he did the whole Mass in F minor thing with the Electric Prunes. This is not. Oh my God, you're right. I didn't even notice that. It is produced by David Axelrod, and the arrangement was by H.B. Barnum, who was also a piano guy in his own right. So, nice call on that, Joe. Yes.
Well, Axelrod produced one of my favorite celebrity vanity projects for Capitol in the 60s. He produced all of David McCallum's solo albums, where it's McCallum not singing, he's conducting.
David McCallum, you mean the guy from, what's it?
Man from U.N.C.L.E.
And what do you mean, he's conducting, quote-unquote?
Yeah, supposedly he's selecting the music and conduct an instrumental album, kind of, I guess, a la Jack.
All right, very exciting, I guess. Folks, that's what we're doing. It's a summer spectacular special of, what'd you call it, Chesty? Sexy sirens types?
Sexy, shapely sisters. Sexy, sassy sisters.
Yeah, all right. Well, all right.
Hey, I just want to weigh on it here itself. Produced by Tom Wilson.
What's produced by Tom Wilson?
Fear Itself.
The Fear Itself?
See, I am Fear listening.
Itself. I can't get a good audio on your board here, Joe. If you can get a little closer to the mouthpiece there, I'm
you're
just
not
saying.
Listening.
Thank you.
The track by Fear Itself was produced by none other than Tom Wilson.
Thank you, Joe, for the up-to-the-minute report. Tom Wilson, who what? Also, he was like what? Simon and Garfunkel's producer, guys like that, right?
Yeah, he produced the Velvet Underground's first album for MGM.
Ooh, Velvet Underground.
He ran Jimmy Carter's campaign.
All right. Now, look, people have chimed in on the email suddenly. It is Larry in South St. Paul, Minnesota right here. He's getting it on a short wave. I just went out back deck on the... I went out
what?
Back
what?
Deck, Doc,
deck? <What? laughs>
and checked out the radio, Doc, on the deck.
Uh-huh.
Coming in like a local AM station via 5130 on the full AM modulated RF of, Area 51, man. So we're out there on the shortwave tonight, and Larry is getting it in South St. Paul, Minnesota, with a pretty good copy and sending out 73s. Doc, give him the email. In case any other shortwave folks are...
That would be lostdiscsradio@yahoo.com, and that's discs with a C.
Yes, discs with... Spell it that way, and you'll get there. And here we go. We're going to kind of keep moving things on because we're supposed to be playing music, Doc. This is a win-win twofer right here. We got one of the greatest chick groups of the late 50s, early 60s coming on, the Carlton label, man.
Patience and Prudence.
I resisted Patience and Prudence this time. Now it's going to be the out-of-sight sounds of the Chantels, folks.
It's summertime, and the living is easy. Fish are dry, and the cotton. Yeah.
to have you for my wife.
What would she do with me?
Lost This Radio.
They also wonder when the mothership is going to pick them up and return to their home planets.
The loved ones walking the dog tonight. They're going to show you how to do it, Chesty.
All right.
Right. And hey, let's keep that moving back there. Was the John sisters with their version of that old Nat King Cole standard. Yep. Straighten Up and Fly Right on the Sunbeam Records label out of 1958. The John sisters out of Chester, PA there. Pennsylvania, Chesty. The DeJohn sisters, they took that to number 90 on the charts back in 58, man. What
the
can I say?
With Wing Wang at the end?
That's the one with the Wing Wang, Walla Walla Wing Wang at the end.
Yeah.
That amused you so much, Doc.
It did.
Okay. Just grow up. Doc, that was very funny back at the time making that reference, I guess. But anyway, you're going to appreciate this then, Doc. Before that, it was the Trans Sisters.
Okay. Trans Sisters. I get it.
Yes. Yeah. On the Imperial label, and I'm thinking that's out of 1964. But I don't know. It's that's a pretty mainstream label at the time. Pull the covers right up over my head from the Trans Sisters, and yet we kicked off the set, yes, with the Chantels on the Carlton label with that old Gershwin operatic tune, man. It was a win-win to play Summertime tonight. We got a version of it on for you there. But the Chantels, who I guess some of them at least were classically trained vocalists there, so they were doing what they could to, do you proud. Make it happen in the summertime, folks. Joe, what do we... Did you find anything out about the Trans Sisters, though?
not particularly. They had two singles out on the Imperial label.
Yes.
And one is dated 1963, called Could Have Knocked Me Over.
Yeah.
Flipped with Somebody's Blue.
Yeah. Well, all right. So we don't know. But there they were with pulling the covers right up over, you know. And... but now we love the loved ones, right, Joe? Go, lay it on us about them.
Hey, all-girl combo from Chicago. Several singles for Dunwich Records out of the Chicago area. And Yeah, they had enough to put out an album that never got released until Sundays picked it up and put it out somewhere in the 90s.
Right. And that's right. That's where we got that, man. That's the only thing coming off a CD tonight, by the way. Everything else is off the fresh, crusty vinyl. Hey, here's John in Walpole, Massachusetts, coming in on the email tonight. And he's digging the girl group 60s action. He loves it, man. And boy, he also says how much he loves Chesty's laughter.
Wow.
Okay. So be advised, Chesty.
All right. Thank you very much.
Fans out there. He wants to hear some obscure Shangri-Las. Yeah, we might get to some of that later. Sooner than later. Here comes Wayne and Diana down in North Carolina. And they're digging on the internet feed as per usual. And hey, good old Larry and Jane. Right, our pals in crime here, they're getting a beautiful hi-fi AM signal on 5130 kilocycles shortwave. Right, down where they're flooded out in Maryland tonight, man. And they got steady and solid receptional, and they're digging the great music. And wow, folks, you can just do it. It is lostdiscsradio@yahoo.com, in case you care about it. And I don't know, you're going to want to care about it, because we got some stuff coming up.
The Lost Discs Radio Show proudly presents Chesty's Chick Pick of the Week.
Who is that bitch? Where did she come from?
I don't know, but I wish it were me.
All right, the chick pick today is on Capital and a lady named Liz Brady. Hey, oh, daddy-o, and listen, I'm not responsible for the French. I have no idea. But if you know anything that she's talking about, let us know.
Mais ce garçon-là, comment l'oublier?
Hey, oh, Daniel.
Mais qui ne savait comment le répéter?
Hey, oh, Daniel.
Et lorsqu'il venait, le sang me cherchait. En bas de chez moi, j'entendais crier.
Hey, ho, Daniel.
Il ne connaissait bien que cette terre-là.
Hey, ho, Daniel.
Aussi lorsqu'il l'a pardonné pour moi.
Hey, ho, Daniel.
J'ai su que mon cœur venait de trouver.
Hey, ho, Daniel.
Qu'avec lui, alors il resterait.
Hey, ho, Daniel.
Et j'ai fait hey, Daniel.
I was pretty jacked up on marijuana, so I decided to try it.
Hmm? Did you hear what I said?
Thank you.
Radio. Lost its 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 radio.
Are you a cop or something?
No, I'm a woman and I want to be treated like one.
Lost its radio. Well, why didn't you tell me you were hiding all this delicious femininity?
You said it was the last time that you have to say you're sorry, but you didn't really mean it, and I didn't have to worry. But it's not the first time that you caught me crying like a fool. Now I'm gonna have to walk out on you for the last time. I'm gonna walk out on you for the last time. Should've known it when I met you, but I didn't heed the warning. When you told me that you loved me on that very first morning, and it was the first time, so I actually believed that it was true. And now I'm gonna walk out on you for the last time. I'm gonna walk out on you for the last time. Well, I've learned my lesson, and I can't go home. Young girls get desperate, you can find them shaking it out on the dance floor. If you make it with a stranger, you better really know the score. 'Cause no matter what he tells you, there's bound to be a whole lot more. I got to get my life together, I can't keep on dreaming. Got to learn to face deception and understand the scheming. Then I know the next time I'm gonna be more careful who I choose. Now I'm gonna walk out on you for the last time. I'm gonna walk out on you for the last time. I'm gonna walk out on you.
The smooth, soothing sounds now of Joy of Cooking.
Oh, that's right? A good name for a girl group.
Yeah. Yes.
Baby.
That's what we expect from
yes,
those
right.
barefoot
oh,
women
Lord.
In
the
kitchen.
The sirens.
Doc.
Right.
So, yeah, the joy of cooking right there with First Time, Last Time. And, you know, actually, that was on their first album, man, back in like 71. But that we took that actually, that's an earlier version that they recorded in 1970, which was used on that that Roger Corman movie we were talking about a couple months back called Gas. And somehow it's in that movie, but man, it that's the version you want. We played you the obscure version. And before that, what the hell? Before that, man, it was the Pleasure Seekers. Man, you better not do a show like this without at least talking about the Pleasure Seekers. Right, with Never Thought You'd Leave Me, that's the B-side off of their single from the Hideout label. Right, featuring a young, unbeknownst Susie Quattro. Joe, am I right?
That's correct, along with her sister Patty on guitar.
See? Right, we dig, and most people, if they know the Pleasure Seekers, what do they know? They know that the A-side sort of got some notice.
What a way to die.
What a way to die. Joe, Doc, you remember that one where they're like, I'm drinking six cans of Stroh's, baby, but what a way to die, or something like that. Isn't that how it goes?
Beer, beer, yeah.
They don't care about the rhyme scheme, man. They're just naming all their favorite brews, and then that's the way they're going to go out on that one. But we flipped to the B-side, man, kind of a nice garage band action out of Michigan, right, out of the Detroit scene from the Pleasure Seekers. And before that, it was the Significant Other. On the Critique label, we kicked off the set with Liz Brady. That was Chesty's Chick Pick. Hey, oh, daddy-o. Some kind of a French-Canadian record, we're thinking. It was on the... Go ahead.
I don't know about the label, but here's a funky thing.
Yeah.
Liz Brady was actually a French citizen born in Cairo.
No kidding.
She got a gig in Paris, signed to the Pathé label, but, you know, London and the U.S. were where rock and roll was happening.
Yeah.
So, and they started having her cut songs in English. They like the Hey O Daddy-O was originally done by a group called the New Beats.
Aha. No kidding. All right. Well, maybe we should have known that. All right, Joe, that's cool. But what about the Significant Other? Let me just tell you. On the label, we're fortunate enough to see at the bottom, it says that this record label, Critique, was out of Bath, Maine.
So I see that on the only thing I've found, this is the only release by the Significant Other on that label, circa 1968.
Right, so we got a girl garage band from Maine. There are girls in the garage in Maine, is what we figured out. And so Alan Wiener needs to get down there and interview these. Like on the next Alan Wiener Worldwide, I would like him to do some sleuthing and hit the garages around, around Monticello there. See if we can. How close is Bath to Monticello, Maine? Do we know?
That's way far away.
They're
Bath is south, and Monticello's way up north.
Yeah. All right. So not the same region of Maine necessarily. But there you go, man. How often do you get to hear a garage band out of Maine? Let alone a girl group action on that. Hey, there is a new email coming in. I got a couple. Wayne and Diana again. No, it's Matthew in Cleveland.
Oh,
yeah, nice.
Yay.
Nice to hear from Matt in Cleveland. Haven't heard from him in a while. He's digging it, but he's down in Louisville, Kentucky for some reason, catching the show. And Jay Johnson is on the scene, right? Not to mention Jason in Alberta tonight.
Yay.
Although he's in Toronto. Nobody's where
everybody's,
they want.
Everybody's on vacation.
Yeah, it's summertime, so no one's at their normal QTH. And that's Jason is getting on the shortwave with an S9 plus 5 on the. Wow, that's a good signal report there. Coming in strong. And he's digging Dr. Doc Brown with the. He's digging your sense of humor tonight, Doc.
Good. Good.
All right.
Hey, I have a question for you.
Wait, Mr. Bill, real quick. Because I was wondering, because Chesty's kind of being flirtatious again on the air there.
Who wouldn't be? He's a firefighter.
Yeah. See, chick pick of the week. Oh, he wishes it was him, Chesty, for the chick pick of the week, right? So keep trying there, Mr. Billy's out in Boise, Idaho way. And man, that'll do it on the email tonight. Go ahead, Chesty, give it to him real quick.
LostDiscRadio@yahoo.com.
All right. Doc, we got tons of music to move on, and it's almost top of the hour, so what the hell?
Okay.
You want to know what I want to know this. Is the second special going to be singers who tried to act and were bad at it? Female
that's
singers.
That's right.
But they could sing.
They could sing, but then they tried to act, and they were terrible at it.
All right.
Yeah, that happens the opposite way.
Yeah, that's my request.
Okay, well, I don't think this next one is going to get you there necessarily. This is going to be a little kind of chick rockabilly action, right? From the Tracy Twins.
Did you guess what kind of music that was? I bet you did.
What?
My love is there for you anytime of day.
Well, there she goes, Chesty. Right? That old George Harrison song fading down for you there, Chesty.
Oh, that's so nice.
Right? Olivia Newton-John.
My first crush, by the way.
A non-charting Olivia Newton-John record on the Uni label out of about 1972. You and me both on that, Doc.
Oh, boy. Please, Mr. Please.
Well, come on. That scene in Greece when she walks through the funhouse.
Tell me about it, stud.
and before that, it was the Tracy twins, Doc.
What? Who?
The Tracy twins.
God, there's more than one of them?
On the East, there's more than one of them, Doc. On the East West record label out of about 1958, right, doing an old, what's his name? An old Alvis Wayne tune, Joe, right?
Yep.
Did you catch that? Alvis Wayne tune, Don't Mean Maybe Baby, but by the Tracy twins tonight, we was digging it. And I'm afraid we may have just run over top of the hour, perhaps.
We can hope that the transmitter's still going.
Yes. I believe the transmitter has long switched over to Brother Stair.
Oh.
Well, all right. So the Ventures will be taking us out tonight after all. Because you've been digging it here on Lost Discs Radio with our super summer theme, spectacular summer theme.
Sexy Sassy Sisters.
For the summertime specials. Spectacular specials.
Sipping on sarsaparilla.
Over at rockandradio.com where they dare us to do this sort of thing. Right? That's when you're not over to our website, LostDiscsRadio.com. Right, we can check out our action and look at pictures of us and things. Right, if you swing that way. Doc. And then, anyway, if you're over at RockinRadio.com, you should be checking out our partners in crimes, and that's the boss man, Randy Tibbins, with the RLT Archives Music Magazine. Some good action over there. Also from the stepfather of soul, Jason Stone. The electrophonic sounds of Brian Phillips. Right? Good old Bri-Fi Phillips himself. Not to mention Deep Alban tracks with Mark Brainerd. Doc, we got a split.
Sayonara.
Night, Joe.
Good night.
Chesty.
Good night.
Weasley Steve.